going to talk about all trusts. My discussion is really limited to terminating distributions from probate estates or from revocable trusts when the decedent or the settlor has passed away. And I like analogies. And so some of you probably flew here today and, you know, when that little safety speech comes on, you tune out and you put on your earphones. But we all know what they say. And they say, you know, look at where your exits are and put your mask on before you help others. And if you look at the floor, exit path lights will illuminate and lead you to the exit. So I like to equate the language I'm speaking about with those exit lights. You probably don't think about them, but thank goodness someone thinks to maintain them and put them there. Because when you need them, you're very grateful that they're there. So with respect to trusts and wills, and I will say wills, but this is really interchangeable. One of the important things is to understand the default provisions that will apply unless you provide otherwise in your document, in the testamentary instrument. And so, you know, it's very, very easy to overlook these things. But the default provisions for estates, as we all know, are found in the Estates Code. And those can mostly be overridden by the will. So the provisions in the Estates Code that are hard and fast rules very frequently say, unless the will provides otherwise. So there's a 120-hour survival clause, unless the will provides otherwise. Beneficiaries take property subject to debts, unless the will provides otherwise. Likewise, in the Texas Trust Code, most of the trust code can be overridden in the trust instrument, but there is a section in Trust Code 111.0035 which says there are some things that you can't change.